W2T.
T0TR, how you doing, Rusty? I'm just getting ready to go out and get the mail.
Down on the Interstate 26 where I could actually hear the repeater and everything, so thought I'd holler at you. Bob said to say hi.
Say other bad things about me. I know Bob.
You weren't on the bad list today. Not even close.
Been a lot cheaper just to buy one of them switches than it would be to drive clear up there.
That gave me a chance to stretch the car out on the road. I've been doing nothing but local driving for a bit lately. And the first time I've taken it up the hill like this, and it needed to work out going up the hill, so... And all, it got a good workout, and I could check... That'll give me a chance to check the road mileage on it today. So... Anyway, but, now these switches cost $150 new, and I got it for half that price.
Had on there, and, I've seen those switches up at Bob's. He had a mess of them, and, why did he say he was, downsizing? Any particular reason?
Involved radio-wise as he used to be. He still works people. He still, you know, does all gets on the air and everything else, but he's not affiliated with WXDCC anymore since they've moved it down to Huntsville, Alabama, and it was last month or something they had it, or back when Huntsville had their ham fest. And he's just gotten back, so he realized he didn't need all of the radios and all the equipment he had up there. So he's just, you know, making things a little easier on himself.
An awesome, awesome station, and a ton of money in it, that's for sure. I seen where he was selling that real high-end ICOM he had, 7850 or something. That's a very, very expensive radio. He bought it used, but I just wondered what he was going to replace that with.
He's got a 7300 on his thing, and that's the only HF radio he's got now. He's got rid of his 7850. He listed it. It sold on in one day, and the guy drove up. They got his brother-in-law to drive over to Bob's house and with cash in hand and picked it up from him, and got it back to him where he lives. So, you know, he's got a 6-meter beam and everything. He sold. He's got tower stuff that's been sold, and he's not gonna release the beam for a while because he's gonna use it. Hopefully. This fall, the 6 meters is supposed to open up, so he's looking for it.
I don't blame him for downsizing. Heck, when you get up over 300, like we've got, it's just, there's just nothing out there hardly to get more countries. Now, you can get band fillers, but he was interested in numbers more than me. I'm just interested in anything that's on there that's got a nice signal, and I work it. I worked up here in San McQuillan or whatever it is where Ariel went on a different band last night, and I don't have to, but he had a nice signal, and I think I worked 3 stations last night, and I talked to a gentleman in Wales, and on sideband, 20 meters. And the last time I talked to him, his name was Eddie, was 12 years ago on June of, whatever that figures out to be, 2010, I think it was. It's kind of neat. The oldest one I've hooked up with was, I think, 28 years ago on Morse code up in the Klondike. But that guy, it was fun talking to him last night. He says, well, we better hurry up and talk sooner than that again, Tom, or we may not be able to.
band conditions can change in a heartbeat. It's strange lately. I mean, we were having high sunspots, which means the band condition should have been good, but due to the other flares and everything else, they were bad. So, oh, well, we will make things happen as we need and do what we got to do. And like I said, my biggest thing is I got to get my antenna repaired so I can have my full loop back again, because I can tell that I'm picking up more noise now than with it than I used to, and it used to be quiet. So, oh, it's all going along, and I will get it straightened out sometime soon, you know?
W2T. Yeah, Rusty, I will say this. For the sunspots have even been up over 300 at times, but it doesn't even compare with the old days. It's the atmospheric noise just sucks here lately, and I don't understand it. But I did see last night, and I can't quote you where, but there's a mega super coronal mass ejection just happened. I don't know what day it's going to hit, but usually it's about 2 or 3 days before it gets across that 93 million miles. So you might keep a lookout for it, because it can damage equipment. But, yeah, I'm surprised Bob sold his big radio, but like I said, he had a ton of money and everything, and, oh, you just don't need that much to, you know, work. The only thing I miss is my band scope. Other than that, my radio does a tremendous job. It's plenty good for me, Rusty.
Well, you know, it's all helpful and all like that. And, it's, you know, there are different things you can do for different things and get different setups and all that stuff, too, so. Oh, but, you know, we do what we can do, and we work who we can work, who we can hear, and everything else. Bob has been working some FT8 lately, and he got those guys at N5J on about 4 different bands, and doing that. So, you know, it's all working out, and he's still making contacts and all. He's going to some big Jeep event this weekend. He's leaving tomorrow, and they're going somewhere up to a Jeep rally. And they're expecting, you know, 4,000 or 5,000 Jeep drivers up there at this event this weekend.
I was talking to a guy at Advanced Auto, a year or so ago. There was a guy in there for a part for a Jeep, and when he left, I said, young man, I said, tell me this much. I said, am I wrong when I say Jeeps break all the time? And he said, no, you're quite right. He says, we love it. We sell lots of parts. so I can do without that. I just love getting behind one when it's raining and that, when they got those tires sticking out beyond their fender wells and they're throwing stuff back at you. It's actually illegal, but I see a lot of them doing it. But I went down and got my pneumococcal pneumonia shot and my tetanus shot and just got back home, Rusty.
Oh, well, yeah, I figured you were just getting back, so. And I heard you and Dave talking, but it was in and out, because it was just where I was up there in that section coming out of Hendersonville. And before you get down off the Saluda Grade and all that stuff and get down below Landrum, and then you start picking up the repeater again. But traffic has not been too bad out here. And I've actually fairly well enjoyed the drive up and back. I mean, it's been a while since I've been up that far, and I haven't been up to Bob's house in probably a year. And just going up there and see him. And You know how skinny a fella he was? He even looks to be skinnier now than he was before.
I should have told you to pick us up some Honeycrisp apples while you was up there, and I never thought of it. Well, I'm surprised at that. But Bob's still working. He was doing contracting.
The only thing he's working on is his other Jeep that he's got. He bought a fairly brand new Jeep from a guy that the transmission and the motor went out on. He got it for a steal. It was like a 2021 vehicle, and he's putting the money in it. He's getting a new transmission. He's getting a new engine for it. He got all that done. He's rebuilding it himself, so he's making sure it's going to be one, and he's going to have two Jeeps. And you know, he's enjoying what he's doing these days and everything. So he seems to be doing all right.
Yes, he's a hard worker, no doubt about that. Well, I can't think of anything else right now. Haven't heard back from the doctor on Bernice getting an appointment for her hip. And that lady said she'd get back to me yesterday, but she didn't. And if she don't call the next hour or two, I'm going to call them back and see what's going on. But everything else worked out this morning. Actually, I went down to the dentist office with that check. They sent it to me instead of to them. And I said, you want me to just go cash it and bring you the money? And they said, sure. I brought it back, and they actually said, no, you don't owe $345. You owe $207. And so they give me $63 back, I think it was. So that's better than a sharp stick in the eye.
Like it. Sounds like it. And let me change lanes here real quick because I'm getting off at the next exit down here. Got behind one of these tractor trailer rigs that hauls the pods units. And he's on big old flatbed. It usually holds three of those pods units, and he's got one on there. So, and he looks like he's headed for the pods place here in Spartanburg, which is a big facility. This one here in Spartanburg is just off Reedville Road up here, off of 26, off of Reedville Road. And this is a huge pods facility because they have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of those things sitting out there on the stuff, and a big, huge building. Anyway, you said you were on your way to the mailbox, so I'm going to let you go get that. And I've got to decide what I'm going to do for lunch. I'll probably go home and eat chicken salad again. Get me a loaf of bread, and then I'll have me a chicken salad sandwich because I'm out of bread. Talk to you later. N0TRW2T73s for now, Bob.
Bob. Well, I don't feel bad about that. Bob's a pretty good old boy. Anyways, Rusty, you take care, and sorry to hear about your back, but mine's the same way, and they can't do nothing about it, and it's just going to hurt. I might go out and do some yard work. It's nicer out, but it's still 57% humidity at 82, and it feels like 86, so I doubt that. I'll just go get the eggs and check on the birds. Drive safe. Have a good day, Rusty, and I'll go get the mail and make us all happy here, I hope. W2T and 0GR73.